Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank is ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking a little bit about herb shortages in our supply chain, kind of getting you prepared for that. Hopefully, you know, you won't be caught in the lurch. So we're going to give you a heads up there. And we got a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And today's devotional puts us in Matthew's 5. 1 Corinthians 6, sorry. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yeah, God owns everything, including you. And also, I want to share with you fear, because a lot of people are anxious and fearful. You don't want to be controlled by fear. And it can manifest in really ugly ways. For instance, fear belittles one's strength and views one and others as hopeless and helpless. Don't want that. Fear believes that everything is hopeless, that there is no help whatsoever. Fear imposes its perspective and unbelief on others. Fear magnifies one's weakness and at the same time magnifies the strengths of the enemy. The assessment is not right or true. It merely is in the minds of those that have fear. And fear belittles and disbelieves the promises of God. It casts dispersions, doubt, and disbelief upon God's person, power, love, and position. The truth is that unbelief is the origin of fear, and we fear simply because we do not believe God. So the Lord is strong. He's on his throne. He has power, and the Holy Spirit, if he's within you, dwelling within you, you have that power. So let's use it. Let's pray. Pray has, there's power in prayer, and mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, I think we mentioned this, it's in the news again. Sweden halts Moderna shot indefinitely now. Remember, it was just temporarily halted, but now it's indefinitely after vaccinated patients develop crippling heart conditions. So Sweden imposes this halt, now that's indefinite, because it's not going to be used for anybody under the age of 31, so it's banned from use there, anybody younger than 31. New study is suggesting that young men under 20 are 600% more likely to develop myocarditis after getting vaccinated for the COVID shot. So a little suspension there. And last but not least in the quack report, a study on countries with the lowest vaccination rates have fewer coronavirus cases compared to the fully vaccinated countries. This was a study published by the European Journal of Epidemiology. Harvard Center for Population Development Studies also contributed, and the study concluded that, you know, there are 68 countries that they evaluated, 2,947 countries in the U.S., counties in the U.S., and their findings said, you know, the people that are getting vaccinated are the ones that are the sick ones and spreading the illness. So, and the hospitals are full of the vaccinated folks. So what, Frank? So what? It's okay to blow up the old folks' hearts
but not under 25. Yeah, I know, Frank. I get your drift there. It's just that they've noticed that those vaccines seem to target a specific age group. So, and I think personally, I could be wrong. I'm not an expert, but I think possibly that those serum proteins are triggered by a testosterone level, and younger men have higher testosterone. So it could be that. But anyway, that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's get to getting here. We're going to be talking about some of these herb shortages in our supply chain. Well, it's foods, herbs, spices, the whole shebang, and we're going to talk about, give you a little heads up, give you a little prep time. Because now is time is of the essence. I truly believe that. So now last year in October 2020, suppliers were, they were telling us of the supply chain shortages, a year ago. So we have since actually seen some up and down availability in our stores. You know, you just look at the store shelves. Now some people know what's coming, and basically, it's a total collapse of the United States infrastructure. That's what's coming. So, therefore, people are stocking whatever they can, and they want to supply foods, spices, and medicinal herbs as best they can. So, in times of stress, people are forced to go back to the basics and being more self-sufficient. And when you're more self-sufficient, it lessens your anxiety and your stress level. So sales in spices and herb companies increased during 2020, and the McCormick Spice Company reported a 35% jump in their sales. And so the pandemic has fueled all of this. And the NPD group reported that the national consumption of spices, seasonings, marinades, and herbs went up 50%. The summer of 2020. Let me read you a few quotes here. This is from Chip Overstreet, Chief Executive Officer of Spiceology in Spokane, Washington. He said, "We had to lay off 14 of our 50 employees due to the reduction in the restaurant industry. Our food service sales were down 10%, but our consumer business picked up 500%. This is from Bill Penzi of Penzi Spices in Wisconsin. He says, "People are cooking to get in touch with who they are in these times of stress. Suffering a loss seems to be easier when you're baking or cooking. It's about time spent with other people, connecting with the people in your life, and those connections matter more now." End of quote. Well, there has been a change in the landscape. We got to admit that. And it makes sense that, we would see these market changes as people were, required to stay indoors and to stay at home. And people had more time to cook and focus on wellness. So the companies that supply a majority of the commercial industry, like your restaurants, they experienced a decline in sales, whereas the companies that supplied grocery stores and consumers directly, they had an increase in sales. So early in the pandemic, we saw a lot of online panic buying. So people panicked. They just didn't know what to expect. And you don't want to be in a panic mode. You want to, I was talking to someone the other day, Frank. It was just an average guy. And he said, he's been preparing for years. And he says, whatever comes, he's not worried about it because he's already prepared. So, his stress level was like almost zero. And so let's talk about shelf life, because you want to get things that have the right shelf life. So with these very interesting times we're in, people are stocking what are called long-term storable foodstuffs. And in times of turmoil, shelf life matters. So here is a few rules of thumb that you want to keep in mind. Ground spices have a 2 to 5 year shelf life if you store them in an environmentally controlled area. Powdered herbs have a 2 to 5 year shelf life, again, if stored in an environmentally controlled area. Dried whole berries, best used within 2 to 3 years, because they'll have more oils and nutrition in them. Whole spices, such as cinnamon sticks, for instance, have a 5-year shelf life. And also whole herbs have a 5-year shelf life if you store them appropriately. So an environmentally controlled area or in a cool, dry place is where you want to store them. So, you know, it helps to store the herbs and spices maybe in glass jars or maybe vacuum sealed bags and put them in a cool, dry place to preserve the oils and nutrition. Now, storing them in freezers and refrigerators, not exactly the optimal. It may be the only thing you have, so I guess you have to use it. But the humidity will invite mold spores. So should electricity, you know, go out, then these products will spoil in those appliances. So basements that are relatively dry with little to no risk of water may be a good option. So get some dehumidifiers in the basements and help control that humidity level. And attics, although they're dry, attics tend to get too hot in the warm winter summer months, and herbs and spices tend to be heat sensitive. So keep that in mind. And I personally recommend, if you're going to get some, let's say, herbal stuffs, I like the liquid tinctures, the extracts, they call them extracts too, but their shelf life is 10 years if you properly store them. So you'll get a long shelf life out of those. Now, some of the popular lists of herbs that people are stocking, according to the spice companies, the most popular spices people have been buying are bay leaves, black pepper, chili pepper, cinnamon, hot cayenne peppers, cumin, garlic, ginger, onion, oregano, mustard, rosemary, thyme, turmeric, and salt. Here's a quote from the Central Bureau of Foreign Affairs, April 2020. They said, "The recent outbreak of the COVID virus has greatly affected people's behavior. On the demand side, industry and consumers are buying more and more shelf-stable foods, spices, and herbs. On the supply side, the largest producing countries are not able to export due to border closures." So we've had some restrictions with customs and things like that where you couldn't get stuff. And you really can't rely on stuff much anymore. There's not a stability in the supply chain. Let's talk about the spice supply chain for just a minute, because a lot of the spices that you're so fond of using on a daily basis tend to be imported in the spice area. So suppliers coming from overseas, these supplies have been impacted with the COVID pandemic. And fear of scarcity have driven up the consumer panic buying area. So the national holidays, those types of seasons also drive up the demand for spices. You know, November and December, there you see this surge in sales for things like cinnamon, allspice, ginger, and nutmeg. So spices used for immune boosting also have jumped in price and supply and demand, and which is also affecting their market. So spices like turmeric, ginger, garlic all have a strong demand. And the demand for these has gone up 300%. So the spice trade got the attention of the Indian government, which invested in private and public partnerships to help increase the production of these spices. So, and it's all about the money, right? They go make some money too. Now, if we look across the pond in Europe, especially the UK, they have a shortage of herbs. The Middle East typically supplies their nations with the herbs in the European Union, and weather, distribution channels, pandemics can all derail those supplies there. Now, I want to read you something from an article in 2019. I call it the Prepper Compass, but this was an article, December 2019. It appeared in the Provident Prepper, and it encouraged readers to prepare for the upcoming food shortages. So the land of plenty has not experienced severe food shortages, and most would really not know what to do when it happens. So well-thought-out plans by people who have prepared tend to survive those situations best. Here is a couple of quotes from the Provident Prepper. They say, "We are at risk of wide-reaching food shortages, natural disasters, severe weather, pests, failing farms, labor shortages, and political agendas all play a role in current availability of food. There is no food scarcity with U.S. There is now a food scarcity of U.S. grains being sold to foreign countries, end of quote. And then Kayleen Jones, who's the author of Self-Reliance Living, says our family accepted the challenge to live for 90 days on just the foods we had stored and what we could produce in our garden. Because we lived it, we know that it is absolutely possible to survive on food storage and garden produce. We can live on these resources much longer if necessary, end of quote. So plan something out. You know, the time is getting short here, if you haven't planned anything. So, you know, preparing is really your hunger insurance, if you think about it, you know, if you don't want to go hungry. So preparing under panic and fear, really not the right time to start to prepare. It's sort of like learning to shoot the gun in the middle of the war. That's not the time to learn to shoot the gun. So you're going to want to make sound decisions. You know, you don't want to be stressed and fearful. So most people have been hearing the prepper message for decades, and a lot of it's fallen on deaf ears by now. You know. So it's better to have, though, what you need and not have to use it than not to have what you need and then need it. So work with your current resources that you have to help improve your self-reliance living situation. You want to stock and grow food you like to eat, okay? And tools, you're going to need some tools. They're going to be an important part of your plan to help you prep. So if you live in, let's say, in a suburban area, well, maybe community gardens would be a better option for you if you don't have space to garden. Or in a more rural area, if you live there, you might want to make friends with local farmers and be prepared to barter for what you need. And some basics here are you want to keep a 3-month supply of staple goods in your pantry and rotate them, okay? And if you're a beginner at it, start small. Start with a 2-week supply and build on it, okay? And that way you can learn to manage it. Also, if you have a root cellar, start using it. Start getting it ready and store things there. Also, design 2-week menu plans around what you've stocked. Kind of stick to the basics and stick to what you have. Try not to, go a la carte kind of thing. And this trains you and it helps you with rationing in as well. So if you need a food ration, you'll be disciplined to do that. So get into your herbals. Like I said, I like the herbal tinctures because they're concentrated, they're liquids, they're fast acting, and they have a super long shelf life of 10 years compared to dried or goods or tablets or capsules. And when capsules and tablets expire, especially if you're looking at, you know, types of pharmaceutical stuff like aspirin products, pain relievers and things, or sinus cold over-the-counter stuff, or allergy medicines, you know, after the expiration, those start to break down because there's things added to those products for shelf life, and those start to deteriorate, and they become more toxic when they start to break down. So keep that in mind. If it's expired, you don't want to risk it. So food prep is going to be necessary, but you don't want to neglect your source of medicinal herbs because illness is always a part of life. You got to prepare for that. So medicinal herbs are really packed full of a lot of vitamins, minerals, proteins, and they help assist your immune system. So herbs that also can strengthen the metabolism, well, they're also going to be helpful for things like cardio, liver function, and digestion. So now is the time to learn and to stock those types of products. Learn how to use your medicinal herbs, and a really good place to start is calling the folks at Apothecary Herbs, because not only do they provide this line of professional strength herbal formulas that are liquids and powders for the long shelf life, liquids 10 years, powders 5 years, but each product comes with an info sheet that educates you on the herbs and how they are working and assisting your system. So it's an education course as well. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866 229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. You can explore what they have on their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Put the word the, T-H-E, in front of the word power. Put an S at the end of herbs.com. So this is where your healthcare options just became endless because it educates you, you become empowered, and you actually take the power back, and the fear just dissipates and evaporates just like that. Because God said, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So if you want to look from Genesis to Revelation, we're encouraged to use his herbs for medicinal use. And it's right under our nose. It's right there. It's in the human manual. God wrote it for us. And we'd be smart and wise to look at it and take his advice. Thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you want to learn a little bit more, too, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they don't stop with info sheets. They also provide free online newsletters that you can sign up for free. If you have email, they're delivered only by email. You can go to the PowerHerbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for the newsletters there. The American Survival goes out each week, so does the Health Quest newsletter, so check that out. And if you want to pick up their book, The Power Herbs, which is a electronic download book, and either PDF, Kindle, or iPad, it's a 400-page book with an herb symptom reference guide in it, and you'll learn even more about herbs that will empower you. You'll learn things like how to use herbs to get rid of toxins, how to use herbs to get rid of venomous bites, how to make my own tinctures. You'll learn how to do that, as well as what herbs are good for pregnant women and nursing moms and which aren't. So you'll love the Power Herbs book because it's all about putting the power back in your hands, and you'll be amazed that you can do things the white coats can't. Yeah, you'll actually be doing something about wellness, you know, keeping it for one thing. Absolutely great. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, sign up for those newsletters and stay in touch and get empowered and, you know, keep the money in your pocket, you know, and save time. You won't be able to sit at the doctor's office and pay all those copays and things. You'll have herbs. You'll have benefit. I got to take a little break, but we'll be right back right after this.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Talk 22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. All right. I thought we were going to talk about how we can protect ourselves a little bit better from disease. So I'm going to call this little segment my disease deflectors and see how we do. Because, you know, we have a lot of power. We just are so conditioned to think that we don't. I call white man's medicine a lazy man's medicine because we tend to, you know, do what the doctor tells us, take the toxic drugs and hope for the best without any understanding whatsoever what's really going on with our bodies and how we can help ourselves. It could be something in our lifestyle that's propagating the problem, and just throwing a drug at it, it's not going to get rid of it if we continue with the same behavior. So we need to be a little more sensitive to what our lifestyle is doing, what our environment we're living in is doing. Because if you live in an unhealthy house, maybe it's got mold or spores, or maybe you live in with somebody that causes a lot of emotional distress. Not good stuff. It's going to stress out your glands, your immune system, and you're just going to suffer with, well, not being well, for one thing. So let's talk about some disease deflectors here. You know, when you look at some of the months around the year, we get months that, you know, kind of honor specific foods. Like here we are in the fall, so the apple tends to be, you know, a national food source for the fall area because that's when we harvest them. And they do have a lot of health benefits for us, especially for digestion because of the pectin in the apple skins. But in April, the other side of the calendar is Brussels sprouts. They're honored in April. All cabbage. It's a cabbage month. April is the cabbage month. And a lot of scientific research has been going into some of these foods that we eat, fruits and vegetables especially, and they're finding out that these foods that have high flavonoids will reduce the likelihood of us getting seriously ill. So flavonoid-rich nutrition reduces your risk of developing things like asthma, dermatitis, candida, cataracts, diabetes, gout, macular degeneration, migraines, periodontal disease, ulcers, varicose veins, just to name a few things. So when we're looking at our food sources for more flavonoids, they can be in the pigment-rich looking foods, you know, the dark green vegetables or the yellow and orangey and red pigment foods. So beets, for instance, peppers, you know, green, yellow, red peppers. So there are over 6,000 different substances that are found in our plants. And flavonoids are, well, they were discovered in 1938 by a Hungarian chemist. And his name was Albert Szent Gorki. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Anyway, back then they called the substance vitamin P as in Paul, vitamin P. So we're going to take a look and tap into as much nutrition as we can and sidestep some disease, right? Let's do it. So according to the scientist Gorki's research, flavonoids are complicated compounds with varying chemical groups depending on the food source. So sometimes the flavonoids are named after the plant that they're found in, such as gentian is from the ginkgo tree. And fistine and quercetin flavonoids are mostly found in your vegetables and fruits. So what do these flavonoids actually do to help protect your health? Well, according to the world's healthiestfood.org website, they help prevent the rupture or leaking of our blood vessels and prevent inflammation and protect our cells from oxygen damage, you know, free radicals. Also, it helps magnify our vitamin benefits of vitamin C. So according to Dr. Ray Sebastian, flavonoids reduce the oxidative stress, the free radical damage on the cellular level, and especially on the cardiovascular system. So if you think about it, Americans, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, we're just not eating enough fruits and vegetables. We're eating a lot of junk instead, or we're eating a lot of animal foods instead. We're eating a lot of takeout instead. So people just don't know what they're depleted in. And what are some of the signs that you may not be getting, let's say, enough flavonoids? Well, research indicates that you'll bruise easily if you don't have enough flavonoids. You may have frequent colds and infections. You may have nosebleeds. And if you swell a lot when you get injured, it could be that you're low in flavonoids, probably not eating enough fruits and vegetables. So I bet you, you know, if you ever, you know, got some swelling in your feet or something and the doctor's not going to say, you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. They'll never say that. They'll never tell you how to fix it. Let's look at your brain. More research done, this is in 2006, did get published in the Journal of Neurology. They said flavonoids in fruits and vegetables reduce the risk of cognitive decline in the elderly, but they also have to have at least 4 servings a day to do that. So most people may have a little fruit at breakfast and may have a salad on the side with dinner, but that's 2 servings. They may have a pickle with their sandwich at lunch, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about some serious servings, 4 a day. So you can find out, there's this fruit and vegetable calculator. It's based on your calorie consumption if you want to check it out. It's also based on your age, your sex, and your activity level. For example, if you were a 53-year-old female who exercises 30 to 60 minutes a day, you're going to need 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables per day to meet your flavonoid requirement. So you can go, this is on the CDC website, by the way, .gov, under their nutrition tab, if you want to check it out. Now here's some foods to consider. If you're going to find some good source of flavonoids, obviously in your fruits and vegetables, but things like apples, apricots, blueberries, pears, raspberries, and strawberries. Excellent for flavonoids. Other sources to consider are black beans, cabbage, onions, garlic, parsley, pinto beans, spinach, and tomatoes. And you're also going to find them also in your dark chocolate or in coca, the unprocessed kind. And these types of foods will have higher concentrations, like 100 milligrams per ounce of flavonoids called anthocyanins. And green and white tea also have about 1,000 milligrams of flavonoids per cup. And the reason is the tea leaves are dried immediately instead of fermented, as opposed to black tea or oolong tea that contain a lot of tannic acid. Now, medical research also indicates it's difficult for you to overdose on flavonoids even if you were pregnant and you like to eat a lot. I don't know about you, Frank, but I don't know if you knew anybody from when they were pregnant, if you went out to eat with them. I ate like a drunken sailor. I ate when I was pregnant with my kids. I ate. I was like a beach ball all the way around. I was just as round as I was tall. But you know what? By the fourth month, I nursed it all off. And that's just the way my metabolism worked. I needed all that fat to make milk to nurse with. And nursed it all off and down to 110 pounds in 4 months. So, everybody's a little different, but I did like to eat when I was pregnant. So good to know I would not overdose on flavonoids when I was eating like that. All right, let's look at some herbs with flavonoid power, okay? One particular herb that is very powerful with flavonoids is your hawthorn berry. Research done on the hawthorn, it was discovered that the berry helps prevent congestive heart failure and angina. Hawthorn has antioxidant photochemicals, including flavonoids called quercetin. So, according to this research, German studies of 1983 and 1993, they say the quercetin is responsible for improving vascular function by dilating the blood vessels and reducing systolic and diastolic blood pressure. So, if your blood pressure is an issue, you may want to tap into that. But you got to watch the lifestyle. You can't go out and eat McDonald's every day. See, you got to, common sense, put things in perspective. Let's look at some zesty flavonoids. So your peppers that contain flavonoids, your body's going to crave it, for sure. Jalapenos, red and green peppers, they're considered a superfood source of flavonoids. Not only are they hot-tasting foods and they're spicy, but they're great for your circulation. They're known as vasodilators. And they also boost the immune system and help maximize the health benefits of the antioxidants as well as your other vitamins and minerals, like vitamin C, for instance. So the other benefits that you will get, you'll reduce pain and inflammation and cut the mucus buildup in the body and burn unwanted fat, hot peppers, flavonoids. So let's talk about a little bit more flavonoids. If you're looking for a flavonoid-rich supplement made with certified organic whole foods, then guess what? Apothecary Herbs has the deal. They have a couple of formulas that are rich in flavonoids due to the herbs in them. They do have hawthorn berries. They have their brain concentrate with their peppers in there, their heart formula, of course, and their herbal eyewash, their circulation formula, and their body foundation food mix, as well as their all-in-one formula. It's a tonic. Great flavonoid action. So, and these medicinals help your immune system, reduce the duration of your illness. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and get their free product catalog and get those vasodilators. And get those antioxidants rolling. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663 is the phone number, thepowerherbs.com, a web address. Some people have called and said, when are they going to have another sale? Soon. I heard today. Soon. So if you're on the master mailing list, you will get an email about it. If you're not doing the internet and email, have no fear. I will get a little note when they're ready to announce it, and I will let you know here on the air. So have no fear. You won't skip the sale. People are loving the sales, right? So if you're shopping on their website, if you register, you'll get the coupon reward point things. They do have coupons up there on the website, too, and inside their catalog, so you can always use those. So lots of ways to save, regardless of the sale. So thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to be talking about diets and your brain, because what you eat can affect your cognitive health, of course. And so I've gotten a lot of calls recently about, you know, people with dementia and strokes and things like that, and, you know, beef up those flavonoids and help tamp that risk down. But our ancestors knew a lot about diet, you know, to the point that they observed. They knew things that made you well and things that didn't. They didn't have the scientific chemical reason why it did. They just observed that it did. They may not have known that these foods had flavonoids, but they knew they were healthy for you, and you were well if you ate them. So our ancestors knew quite a bit about diet and how to stay well. And, you know, the art of how they stayed well would put the medical establishment to shame. Yep. Basic stuff. So our current physicians have really no training in nutrition, and they don't really know how to assist the body to heal itself. They just don't. They just push chemical toxicity to force the body to function in a certain way. Really no surprise, though, that medical science avoids nutrition because, you know, healthy people, well, they don't make them any money. If you're healthy, it doesn't make them any money. So we're going to take a look at what some reports are saying about your brain function when you're taking in certain foods. Now, this was researched by Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, and they said the type of diet that you're eating could make the difference between having healthy cognitive function and or having dementia. So what the report was saying is essentially that research on the Mediterranean diet, they renamed it the MIND diet, by the way, for this report, but it's really the Mediterranean diet. And it states that this diet will prevent amyloid plaque, science says causes dementia. So the credit for this startling news on the Mediterranean diet, they accredited to a Martha Morris, who was a nutritionalist and an epidemiologist at Rush University. So what she did is she combined the Mediterranean diet with the dietary approaches to stop hypertension diet, or the DASH diet. And the study in September 2021 in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease said, hey, if you stayed on the diet, you lowered your risk of developing cognitive problems. So did science get this right? Well, in the research report, they did state people can have brain plaque and still not have dementia. Here is a quote from Clodion Dahana, MD, Division of Geriatrics, Rush University, said some people have enough plaque in their brains to have a post-mortem diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, but they developed no clinical dementia during their lifetime. So why didn't they have dementia if it's all due to plaque? Probably not due to plaque. So if that's the case, how can science determine that brain plaque causes dementia? Well, they really can't. It's really just their hypothesis. It's a guess. And here's something that we can consider. Amyloid brain plaque is called beta amyloid protein, and this is where cholesterol comes from. So the brain must have cholesterol to function. It has to have it. So the percentage of cholesterol in the human body has a majority of it in the brain. That's normal. So you're taking all these anti-cholesterol drugs, no wonder you have memory problems. So the term cholesterol really comes from the Greek word chol, meaning bile, and steros, meaning solid. So cholesterol is necessary throughout the human system to operate, and even animals have to have essential cholesterol in their structure cell and their membranes. So without cholesterol, your cells just fall apart. That's why a lot of people on these anti-cholesterol drugs feel like they're falling apart, because that's what's happening on a cellular level to them. So cholesterol is necessary for the cells to pass signals to the nervous system for conduction, for the electrical impulses, for the myelin sheath, to the heart, and to the brain. So this is why people sometimes on cholesterol drugs have congestive heart failure. So cholesterol means bile solids, and scientific medicine started monitoring blood solids in the 1930s, and a cholesterol test was created in 1934, and in 1954, scientists started to make a connection between cholesterol and heart disease, distinguishing between good and bad cholesterol, HDL, LDL. So soon the drug companies kind of jumped on that cholesterol bandwagon and made cholesterol-lowering medicines, which really didn't distinguish at the time between the types of cholesterol, and they did offer severe side effects. So they had to modify their cholesterol drugs to become more sophisticated to target only bad cholesterol. So let's look at a diet that can stop dementia in its tracks, shall we? So research on the this is at Alzheimer's and Dementia Association. They reported on studies in the Journal of the American Alzheimer's Association, and they stated your Mediterranean diet is an intervention that can reduce change and develop brain and stop brain disease by about 53%. So the Mediterranean diet with its flavonoids can help us out. So this diet is known to prevent heart disease as well, diabetes, and cancer. And they listed the brain-boosting foods to consume, and this is part of the diet, green leafy vegetables, all other vegetables, berries, nuts, fish, beans, poultry, whole grains, olive oil, wine in moderation. Interestingly, they suggested we avoid a list of foods of red meat, foods with high fat, cheese, fast foods, sweets, and pastries, because they cause, pastries like that can cause arthritis conditions. Some of the high energy foods that were listed to help the brain function were fish, chicken, pork, whole grains, oats, avocados, bananas, legumes and beans, nuts like almonds, seeds like sesame seeds, and pumpkin seeds. So these herbs, unlike coffee, don't offer stimuluses of the adrenal glands. So your brain actually requires a lot of energy throughout the day. And if you don't maintain the required energy, it causes mental stress and exhaustion and, you know, sluggishness, where you kind of like not thinking real fast and real clear. So a lot of people look at a fast fix at that point. Let me get some coffee, or let me get some tea or Coke or something with caffeine to reduce the sluggishness, but it's short-lived, and it causes a dramatic drop in energy a short time later. Here is a quote from Clarendon Dana, MD, Division of Geriatrics, Rush Medical, who says, diet changes can impact cognitive function and risk of dementia for better or worse. This fairly simple diet and lifestyle change could make the difference to slow cognitive decline and contribute to a better brain health overall. So you can, two ends of the spectrum there. And minerals are playing a part too. So while your foods and your herbs contain a lot of minerals to assist the brain, there is a list of foods that can supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. So on the list are fruits and nuts, and according to Dr. James Penland of the Department of Agriculture and Human Nutrition Research Center, fruit and nuts contain boron, a mineral that stimulates the electrical activity of the brain. And if you are low on trace minerals, your brain will operate on a lower capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert and you'll feel more drowsy. Apparently, our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet and or depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals. And you find boron in nuts and seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pecans, grapes, leafy vegetables, broccoli. Some select herbs will have it in there. So you have some great natural resources for boron. And wherever you see calcium, you'll also see boron and magnesium together. That's a chemistry basic. So your green leafy vegetables and your herbs that always have that calcium will have boron and magnesium because it's required for the body to uptake the calcium and use it properly. Now, if you look at your animal sources of calcium like cow's milk, cheese, yogurt, the minerals aren't there, so you're not going to absorb the calcium as well. You may even displace the calcium if any gets absorbed, and you can have things like bone spurs, kidney stones, strong arterial blockages, stuff like that. So we're not really supposed to consume cow's milk. It was consumed by man during famines, but it's really bad for the cardio. It's really a mucusy producing food, and it traps toxins in. It creates a lot of allergy responses. And it also will give you strep throat, because that's where the strep bacteria comes from, is milk, cow's milk. So definitely look at an alternative. That's what I would do. All right, so we also find a lot of minerals in peanuts. If you're a big peanut fan, you can eat those as well. It provides 3 milligrams of boron, by the way. So your brain waves need organic and natural iron from foods to function as well. A lot of research is pointing to a lack of these minerals, including zinc, that contribute to your memory function. And so Dr. Harold Sandstead of the University of Texas Medical Branch found that the brain does not, if it doesn't get enough zinc, we sacrifice sensory motor skills. Our memory is being, you know, we're not able to concentrate as well. Okay, so experts warn that zinc supplements are really not necessary, that we can get the required amount of natural zinc from seafood like perch, anchovies, herring, various shellfish, if you like that. Your whole grains, of course, dark meat, turkey, and legumes will all contain the zinc. Also, your immune support herbs will contain natural zinc, also like astragalus and echinacea root. So some of the dementia herbs, well, this was a report in 2013 at St. Louis University. They said herbs that can reverse cognitive impairment. Researchers discovered herbs have antioxidants and also benefit your cognitive function. So herbs like rosemary, spearmint can, for instance, help us with cognitive impairment and help avoid dementia, according to Dr. Susan Farr. She says rosemary by far is the most powerful for improving memory and learning capabilities, and this was research that was published in the Journal of Neuroscience. So we pair the rosemary apothecary herbs with cayenne and ginkgo for memory. So check that out. It's called Brain Concentrate. A lot of great herb formulas there. Give them a call at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.